Yeah, look, we're still a work in progress. There's still new players bedding in. So we're going to get better as the season goes on, that's for sure. But look, 2 matches in, 8 goals scored, 2 clean sheets. We're top of the league. We're gonna win the league, right? But yeah, look, there's a good thread at the moment, discussion on Red Cafe, saying when can we actually start being excited? And let's not forget that we won our first 3 games of the season last year, and it didn't really go in the right direction after that. But yeah, I mean, Craig, what do you think? Is it time to get excited, or do we need to just wait a couple of months and see where we're at? What do you reckon?
I mean, it's time to start feeling a little bit of joy and a little bit of optimism, but not too much, because if we get too optimistic, we risk turning into the supporters of another team that I dare not mention. And yeah, maybe we'll win the league, maybe we won't. We've got to be careful. Like, and last year, like, to be honest, I think the victories last year, the first three, were quite hard fought, especially the third game, which was against Watford, I believe, where Rashford scored in like the 2nd minute of extra time, which
Yeah, Rooney squared it back. Rooney. Oh, we miss him so much.
I think it was
Sorry,
Hull,
buddy.
wasn't it? But yeah.
Yeah, but like they were hard fought, whereas like the one against West Ham, we didn't fight as much because it was easy for us, because we just pushed them so much that they couldn't fight against us. And even Swansea, like, we didn't play as well as against West Ham. But we pushed and pushed and pushed until we got the goal, and until we finally got the 3 in the few minutes, which was a nightmare to sort on Twitter, because by the time I finished one tweet saying the goal, the other goal went in, and then the other goal went in. So it's like 3 tweets in the space of a second.
How
So
dare
yeah,
they?
we can get optimistic a little bit, but you shouldn't get too excited. I mean, if I get too excited, I'll just end up disappointed again, I think.
Yeah, that's certainly what Coach Fergie has taught us, is don't get excited. You haven't turned a corner when you think you've turned a corner. I'm happy to jump on the boat, Nick, and say I'm excited. It doesn't mean I think we're going to win the league. It means I think we can. I thought we could in the summertime, and nothing's changed. I get excited just to watch us next week. I get excited to see Pogba score hopefully more than 10 goals and get some assists this year. I see excited to see Mkhitaryan turn into the player we saw at Dortmund. I see excited to see if Martial or Rashford will put it together. Equally very frustrating, particularly with Rashford after last weekend. I get extremely excited by Matic and Lukaku, because I just think they're both such great signings. So I think there's so much to be excited about. And when all that is translating into good performances and goals, why would you not be excited? Would we rather be Liverpool, who, are scraping draws and wins, and not playing well? Or, what more could you want from your opening 2 games of the season to get excited about? And I understand people wanting to be cautious, but, you have to enjoy it while it's there, because we could get pumped by Leicester next weekend, and then there'll be plenty of time to be depressed.
Obviously, you can't extrapolate 2 games and say that we're gonna win the league, but I guess the point of contention that I have with the people who are kind of like, oh, we don't want to get excited, we haven't been tested yet, there were two poor teams. Firstly, there are no weak teams really in the Premier League, anymore. Every game is a potential test. Yeah, obviously some teams end up rolling over, but you don't know that until you play them, because every team has the potential to get a result, and we see that all the time. And last season, there was very little difference between 8th place and 17th place. They were pretty much the same. So West Ham and Swansea is the typical Premier League team that you're going to play. And the sort of the other games, so the top 6 games, if you look at last season again, Liverpool topped to that mini top 6 league. I think they won 5, drew 5. They didn't lose. They were way ahead of everyone else in that league. Did they win the league? No. Did they come close? No. They finished 4th. You don't necessarily win the league against the top teams. So that's a completely separate issue. And you can still be very happy that, first of all, West Ham gave us the chance to get a 4-0 win, but we took it, because quite often we maybe wouldn't have, and it gave us a huge amount of confidence. But secondly, that against a team who were quite tough, and last year, I think that game going the way it went yesterday, we probably would have drawn last year. I do believe that. Or it would have ended 1-0 at best. This year, we had that ruthless efficiency to take them out and to finish the game off, and then to go and hunt more. And to give the players confidence moving forwards, and hopefully put a bit of fear in the opposition. So I do think that there's room to get excited. Yeah, you might not win the league, but we can definitely be happy with where we're at so far.
Yeah, and as well, I think there's a good difference. Something we complained about last season was we'd go 1-0 up, and then we'd go really defensive, like too defensive. You know, whatever, Fellaini would come on or somebody like that. You know, Fellaini's coming on this season as well, but he's not coming on to just shut up shop. He's coming on maybe to free other players to actually go for the kill. That is a big difference for me and something I'm really happy to see. Like I say, for me, as long as we're playing top attacking football, then yeah, I'm going to be excited about going to the match every week. You know, whether we win the league or not, we've got a while to go, and let's see until we get a couple of big games, not really been tested yet. But that's a great thing that we've got a good set of opening fixtures that's giving our players time to start getting into some rhythm, start getting some understanding. And I think I've got the fixtures in front of me, but I think maybe Tottenham is our first kind of top six or something. But yeah, I'll go and have a look at the fixtures later. But you know, we should start getting a bit excited, but yeah, let's see what happens over the next couple of months with our fixtures coming up. We've got Champions League draw this week as well. So yeah, that's going to come into the mix. Let's see where we end up going there. And once we start playing twice a week, it obviously makes a big difference.
100%.
And the squad, you know, the squad should start being tested a bit more then.